My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, here's the deal, bro. I want to preface all of this by saying I get it. I understand. Domantas Sabonis should have been an NBA All-Star. That is a fact that is nigh impossible to argue against. Okay? He played like an All-Star. He is playing like an All-Star. Should have been an All-Star. We'll dive into who he should have gotten in over, all that. Okay? Bang. De'Aaron Fox probably should have been an All-Star. If I said it on this show, I think he's making it. Like, put him in. He's in. Didn't make it, which is kind of nuts, but it's fine. We'll talk about who he should have made it over. We'll talk about the All-Star selection process. We'll do all of that. And I get why it sucks. On the other hand, James.
However.
This is good for the Kings in every single way. The only way it's not good for the Kings is for selfish reasons of the fans. And that's right. You want to see your guys in big spots. You want to see them on the national stage. I totally get it. But what the Kings are gaining here, what Domantas Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox are gaining here is a week off. They get to chill. They get to go on vacation. They get to go be with their family. They get to rest. They get to take care of their bodies. They get to do that. And now they have the chip on their shoulder of, wasn't named to the All-Star team. Those are all positives for the Kings moving forward. And the positive of them making it is A, being like, yeah, I had an All-Star. And you get to watch him play meaningless basketball for 8 minutes. And then it's just done. And then you're done.
Okay.
The benefits of them not going so dramatically outweigh the benefits of them going. I get why, and we'll talk, but this is, end of the day, in the big picture, I think a good thing.
I agree, but, like, them getting a break is right, and them, both of these players, like, statistically, both should have been in.
Yes.
Like, there's no question. Both should have been in. Yes. Like, there has never been a player averaging 27 points with 5 assists on a top 5 team in a conference that did not make an All-Star team.
Right.
All-Star team.
Right.
But there's something that we all kind of live by. It's like the social contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we live our lives through basically a constrict of rules that we have to follow, right? Like, you can drive 100 miles an hour down the freeway, but you know there's a good chance you're going to get pulled over, right? You don't just go to your neighbor's house and steal something off their front yard and put it in your front yard. The world evolves with a social contract. And by NBA standards, there is a social contract. There is an understanding that it doesn't matter how good your stats are. If you're on a bad team, you're probably not making an all-star. The only way that that doesn't happen is if you're just so overwhelmingly good that there's no way for them to ignore you, or if you're a legacy player who just happens to be on a team that went out and is no good anymore, i.e.
Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm. So what I don't like about this particular day, yesterday, whatever you want to call it, like this 24-hour period, is that the NBA breached the social contract with the fans, with the Sacramento Kings. Mm-hmm. And to me, there is like an injustice here that should be rectified. But now it's like, okay, you got in on an injury bid. And there might not be an injury.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know whether there's going to be an injury or not. But the fact that the Los Angeles Clippers have two representatives, and you can take the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're the number one seed in the West. Mm-hmm. And while I don't think Cat is an all-star in any stretch of the imagination, he spent 5 years of his career literally quitting on his team. And the vibes with him and coaching staff after coaching staff was so bad that like they actually, at one point, he just refused to play for like 30 games, saying that his knee hurt. They went through every test, every single thing that they could possibly go through, never found any reason for his knee to hurt, right? This is a player who has a long history of just doing whatever he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
He makes it because he's the number one seed, but then you get to the other players that make it instead of the Kings. And that's where, again, the NBA coaches have broken the rules of what is acceptable in the NBA. And you can't tell everybody you can't be an all-star because your team isn't good enough, or you can't be an all-star because somebody else has better stats than you. Mm-hmm. You can't tell them that. And then when you have better stats and you're a better team, you don't get in. So I don't care what anyone thinks about Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis should not have been an all-star. His team is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he has
isn't all-star an individual thing, though?
It's not, though. Because that's not the contract that the NBA has. Yes, it should be an individual thing, but it's not.
Okay.
And so, yes, in by the numbers, the All-Star game should be about your individual accomplishments. Mm-hmm. But that is not the contract that the NBA has signed with fans for the better part of like 3 or 4 decades.
Mm-hmm.
Their constraints are very clear. You must have a team that's of this level, and you must have statistics that are of this level for you to get in.
To be clear, this is unwritten.
It's unwritten. It's the unwritten rules. But you can't just flat out violate the unwritten rules and think that it's okay. Because then, like, what does it mean? Like, the Pelicans should be pissed as well.
Mm-hmm.
They should say, hey, yeah, the Kings probably have two all-stars, but number one, we beat the Kings a couple of times. But they should also be saying, the Kings should have one and we should have one. And players like, again, like Paul George... Sorry, man, there's one legacy player that gets in this year. That legacy, and realistically, there's two. LeBron James does not deserve to be an all-star because his team is not good enough.
LeBron James got voted in, though. He got voted in as a starter.
But that doesn't matter. His team is not good enough. He's in as a legacy player.
What are you talking about?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
How is it? There is a voting process that involves fans, because this is a fan event, and the fans are a big reason that LeBron James got voted in.
But only, but the fan vote only counts for part of it.
Uh-huh.
The players and the coaches count for another part of it.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, the players and the media count for another part of it.
Uh-huh.
What I'm saying is that by the written rules, by the unwritten rules of the NBA, his team isn't good enough for him to be an all-star. But we're going to give LeBron James an all-star bid because he's LeBron James. And the same with Steph Curry. You're going to give those guys their all-star bids because they are of a certain, they've earned it.
And they're
over
good
the course
players.
Of their careers. They're good players, but in all honesty.
So your entire argument, hang on, your entire argument here is just that if you're a 7 or below seed, you don't get an all-star anymore?
Well, no.
That's ridiculous.
No, no, that's not my argument. My argument is that that is what the NBA has said for decades.
Uh-huh.
That's not what you get. If you're below a certain level, if your team is not good enough, you don't get in. And everyone's small, they make exceptions.
Sure.
And I'm A-okay with legacy players getting in.
Right. You're in your 20th year.
Yeah.
Hall of
he's
Famer.
Still great. And don't get me wrong. LeBron James is still great. And he deserves to be an all-star because he's still putting up the numbers. But what you can't do is you can't give a Lakers team that is barely in the playoffs a second all-star.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to give a legacy play, whether it's like to a player like Anthony Davis, mm-hmm. you can't do the legacy play. You already did it with LeBron James, and you already did it with Steph Curry.
Hmm.
Steph Curry stats, basically the same as De'Aaron Fox's. Mm-hmm. One of them plays on the fifth seed. One of them is, what, the 11th?
Yeah. 11th, 12th?
11th, 12th?
I think that's
not 12th. A good team.
Sure.
So that's my issue. It's not that... that, you know, the Kings always get robbed or anything else. It's that there is a defined, this is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a contract that we have with the fans that if your team is this good, they should have representation in the All-Star game. As
sure.
long as they have players that are good enough to be in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I am fully on board. Like, if you're making a list of All-Star snubs, Domantas Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox are the top two?
1A, 1B.
Right, there's the top two. I frankly haven't dived into the East numbers yet.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe there's somebody in the East that got, but in the West, they're 1 and 2, and
yes.
it's not particularly close.
No.
And a 5 seed should have at least one All-Star. I'm right there with you. I think it's interesting, though, and this is something I saw some confusion about on the internet last night. This is coaches that pick
yes.
the reserves.
Yeah, the coaches pick the reserves.
This is not media.
Nope.
This is not fans.
Nope.
And it's not other players. This is coaches who pick the reserves. So I do think it's interesting that while we always talk about the national perception of the Kings, like, these are coaches who face this team. And is this a sign of what opposing coaches think about De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis?
Maybe it is. I mean, clearly they don't get in. So
yeah,
so if you're looking at it, you got to say, well, yeah, the coaches, for some reason, they don't buy it.
I also wonder how seriously they take this.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of coaches just have their assistants
right.
or they have, like, the locker room attendant do it, whatever.
Right.
They don't take it serious.
Yeah.
But that, again, is where we get into this weird area that These things actually matter for contracts and stuff. Like, you need to...
Sure. With,
you should be taking this serious. And I know a lot of people are like, well, it doesn't really matter. They'll get in as far as, like, they'll be all NBA players. Like,
mm-hmm.
who made that guarantee?
Yeah.
Who made that guarantee that they're going to, they just showed you what they're, how they're going to vote. What do you mean they're going to be all NBA players?
Yeah.
Just because they were in last year doesn't mean they'll be in this year. And if Anthony Davis is going to play 50 games, it doesn't matter what his stats are. They're going to give him a nod over Domantas Sabonis.
Well, they can't.
Well, 65.
Yeah.
65.
Yeah.
If he hits the magic number,
mm-hmm.
and then the Kings are going to have to hold out that Joel Embiid doesn't make it because he doesn't make it to the 65-game threshold, which he probably won't, and then he won't be able to be eligible for All-NBA.
Is it? This is the year that they're removing positions, right?
Yes, I think it is.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like I said, putting aside all the this is good news so long-term and stuff, putting aside all of that,
yeah,
I was certain they were getting at least one.
At least
and that they got none is, I'm already out on the All-Star game.
Yeah.
We've talked before about this. I just, I'll tune in, it's on in the background, but my heart and soul is not set on who makes and doesn't make the All-Star team.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, this is already kind of a sham is a lot, but whatever. It's a sham already with how the game is played. I went and looked at the box score to check how many minutes De'Aaron Fox played last year in the All-Star game. The final score was like 184 to 179.
Yeah. And what did he play? Like
8 minutes.
8 minutes? Yeah. And he didn't even take a shot. Or if he did, he took one and it wasn't even, it was like haphazard. I don't think he even took a shot.
He didn't impact the game in a game where there was 350 point score. Like, it's silly. The game's silly.
I almost wonder if part of his like the way he approached the game last year is part of the reason why this is.
I have a hard time believing that.
I don't know.
I can't imagine the people selecting are like, you know what, De'Aaron, but remember what he did last year in his 8 minutes? Nobody's doing that.
No. It wasn't his stat line. It was the way he approached the game. Because his level of disinterest was palpable.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. We've got a Kings game to talk about. We'll do that. We'll have plenty of more All-Star stuff coming. 916-909-1320. 916-909-1320. Manny, I see you on the line. We will get to you. And we'll look ahead to Kings Pacers. We've got All-Star stuff. We've got a 49ers check-in. Plenty to get to on a Friday on the Insiders. Sponsored by Jiffy Lube. It's ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.